Wow. This is episode one of the Founders Journal. What's up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew. You know, for the last 5 years of running this business, I promised myself over and over and over that I would start journaling at the end of every day to reflect on what had just happened, the madness as a first-time founder. And I never found the time to do it. So this is my chance to stay true to my word, but also make my thoughts and my journey public to you, the listener, whether you're the current founder, the manager, or the person that wants to start a business on the side or full time. This is the Founders Journal. You're going to hear the trials and tribulations of running a media business as a first-time founder. You may hear another voice. That's producer Josh. He continues to push me through this podcast, and hopefully we all learn together what it takes to run a successful business through the wins and through the losses. I hope you enjoy, and this is going to be a fun experiment together.
We were talking earlier about the latest job description added to the Morning Brew careers page, product manager. For a consumer product, I don't even remember what the hyphen it was, but what happened? Did you do that? I thought you did that.
Yeah. We're hiring a product manager to help build out a new product in the business, purposefully vague because I don't know exactly what we're building out yet. I also want to correct myself, not the first product manager. We're hiring another product manager. Producer Josh was first hired as a product manager. I just want to make sure that goes on the record. And we're hiring a PM. Right now, we think it's going to relate to something having to do with education, right? Like we have this educational partnership that we are in the middle of with Scott Galloway's company, Section 4, right now. It seems to be going really well, which I can talk more about what well means because that's all relative. And so the plan is, after this partnership with Section 4 is done, what comes next? What's V2 of Morning Brew's foray into continuing education? And what I've realized in me spending, let's call it 40% of my time on this, is that to launch any new product and do it in an organized and thoughtful way, it's a full-time job. And so it's just not realistic for me to push forward launching an entirely new product for our audience in the right way without someone else who also has an extra skill set and knowledge that I simply don't have. And so we put up the PM description today, and putting up the job description for the PM made me realize how little I know about what PMs do, how to have the right hiring process for a PM, and also what this perfect person looks like. So honestly, there's going to have to be a lot of research I do now to even know, like, how do I know we've landed on the right person when we talk to them? Because I don't know that answer right now.
What is the most confusing part of this as of now?
Up until a few months ago, I didn't even know what the difference was between a project manager and a product manager. So actually, now that I think about it, I don't quite fully know the difference between a product manager and a project manager. Can you redistinguish them for me? Because you know this better than anyone.
Sure. A lot of it does have blatant overlap, so they're not two separate lists of responsibilities. From my perspective, a project manager, yes, manages the project plan, which is the list of things that you have to do in order to go from ideation to launch. And it's making sure the right people are doing the right things at the right time. Once you get more into the creative strategy part of that, understanding what is actually on the checklist, how do you manage the priorities of all the different teams, then you start to leak into product management. And the more technical the product, the more technical understanding you need, the more understanding of data and code. But when we're talking about media products, in my experience, you need to understand media products and the core of them as far as the reader, as far as the writer, and understanding what goes into that. So you are the balancer of priorities. You are not the ideator, but you make sure things happen on schedule. And then I think the most elevated version, instead of receiving a roadmap from the strategy team, you actually conceive the roadmap. And then that's the top of product management, is being very strategic and understanding how to create that roadmap and actually take it all the way to execution.
That's super helpful. So basically what I'm hearing is product management has overlap with project management, but when you start thinking about like the creative strategy or the strategy behind the product, like what audience is this for? What tests do we want to run? It sounds like what you're saying is that starts to be in the wheelhouse of the product manager.
Exactly. And my perspective is that a product manager in media versus tech versus education products are very different skill sets and very different people.
No, that totally makes sense. And honestly, this 2-minute conversation makes me even further feel confidence in the fact that I have so much to learn about what PMing really means in order to find the right person. But, you know, the long story short is we know we want someone to own building out a product that can make money, not through advertising, that some portion of Morning Brew's 2 million readers will pay for. So the first thing I had to figure out was a job description for a product manager, which obviously sounds like the most benign thing. But if you don't know what a PM truly does, then obviously you can't put up a job description. And so it's just interesting, at least how I went about that process. And I'm sure other people would go about it differently. I literally just went onto LinkedIn and I looked at JDs for product managers by education companies. And I started getting a flavor of kind of the similarities that describe a product manager. And at least for me, the thread that tied all PM job descriptions together was this idea of like product owner, someone who has the capability to research, talk to an audience, do all of this information gathering, then take that information, synthesize it, discover patterns and hypotheses out of it, then actually prototype products that they want to test in market. And once they've prototyped and tested, iterating on the product they've tested and finally launching something to a broader audience.
And how would you differentiate the JD that you created versus the founder of our education product? Why not just call this person the founder of the product, the founder of this new business?
Yeah, I think the issue is if we were to call this GM.
GM, what do you mean?
General manager. In order for someone to be a GM of something, I think the product needs to already have launched. It needs to already be somewhat mature, because if you hire a GM, typically it's a pretty senior person, and a pretty senior person is going to want to be in charge of something that has basically product market fit. There's clear appetite for it. There's already a business there. Since we have theories that education or continuing education courses for Morning Brew's audience could work, but we don't have a product there yet, I don't think it could be a GM or a head of education. The reason we aren't even including the word education in the title of product manager is because while we believe that there is appetite for continuing education with our audience, I also think it's too soon to be certain of that. And I don't want to signal to whoever we hire that A, they are definitely going to be working on an educational product forever, because if we learn that there's actually not appetite there and there's appetite somewhere else, we will pivot. And so I want people to know that you need to be a flexible product manager who hopefully has education experience, but aren't married to the idea of only creating educational products. And, you know, just to speak to you for a second, like why I believe there is appetite here. For the last week and a half, we have been plugging this Section 4 partnership, which again is a strategy course with Scott Galloway. And it has consistently been one of the most clicked links in our newsletter against both advertisements and non-advertisements. So I'm confident that both from anecdotal conversations with our readers, who all kind of seem to have this character trait of like having an extra fire under their ass of wanting to always level themselves up, have another certification to put on their LinkedIn, with also seeing this data of just simply people are clicking off newsletter to educational courses a lot. But I really believe until we hire someone to work on this full time, we don't know what the limitations of this are going to be.
Bring me back to why you brought this up though. As far as the hiring goes, yes, you haven't hired a true product manager in this sense of the word, but you have constantly throughout the past year and a half added positions that didn't exist. Can you just go one level deeper on why this actually is so hard for you?
I think that hiring for this role is so difficult for me because there's this level of understanding that I need to have about the role, because in order to hire for any role, you don't need to just know like the need. So I know the need, but I don't know the perfect person to satisfy that need. Do they need to have a technical background? Do they have to have an educational background? Should they have 3 years of experience or 6 years? I don't know any of those answers. And so I think it's daunting for me because I'm going to need to do a lot of discovery, and I'm trying to operate on a very short timeline because I want to hire this person yesterday. And so what that's going to force me to do is talk to a lot of current product managers. I've already reached out to a lot on Twitter just to understand, if you were hiring for this role, what would you be looking for? And also, I have no idea how to run the hiring process for this role. Like, I know generally I'm going to have people submit resumes. Then I'm going to do screening calls. But after the screening call, I actually have no idea what I'm going to do. Should I be setting up an assignment for someone to do? When do I pull in other people from the organization to talk to a potential PM, since it's such a cross-functional job? And so I think, again, I am confident that I will do the work and talk to the right people to build out this process. But there's still just a lot of questions. It's not like hiring a writer where I have experience and know what a writer is going to do. And so there's just a lot of unanswered questions.
But are you scared of anything?
I wouldn't say I'm scared. I just don't feel a high degree of confidence yet that I can pick the right person. I worry that I will have made a hire under kind of like the preconceived notion that we were pushing forward with education. So I am most concerned of hiring someone with an idea in my mind of what the product is going to be. But the reason I'm hiring someone is to actually figure out what the product is. And so I can't have the lens on of what I think things are going to turn into before actually hiring the person. I guess what that means to me is I hope to hire someone that has online education experience, but they need to be enough of a five-tool player where if we change things up, they'll be able to adapt to it. And so I think that's the biggest thing, is finding not just the PM, but like the adaptable entrepreneurial PM. And so what that makes me think also is finding a PM who potentially has founded their own business before in the past is actually a trait that I'll look for as we continue to push forward this process. So on that note, if anyone listening to this is a product manager, or if you've hired PMs in the past, and you have any recommendations for me as I embark on this journey to hire Morning Brew's product manager to work on a consumer product in the business, I would love your thoughts. I'm in discovery mode right now, so I make sure that I do the right thing with this hire. I would love to hear from you, the listener. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.